ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Tonight is not for long sermons, it's actually for prayer. So you have, in the next 20 minutes, I just lay a foundation. During the World Conference that we start Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I will stretch it further. But God has greater things for us. So he lists about five things, then four things in my heart, which I just quickly want to run through them. And then lays at the foundation for our world conference. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. If you need to adjust, I can't feel my voice yet. If you need to help me adjust whatever you need to do, please, I will appreciate that. He said, "For the heart will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea." If you have other translations, can we just... let's just read it from another high. Other translations, please, of Habakkuk 2:14. You are not there yet, but I can begin to feel myself. It says, "For the heart will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Other translation, please. It says, "But the time is coming when the heart shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the water covers the sea." Just about 2-3 more. It said, "Meanwhile, the hearts fill up with the awareness of God's glory, as the waters covers the sea." It said, "But the heart will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord's glory as the seas are full of water." Except for the as the water fills the sea, the heart will be filled with the awareness. I want you to just look at the various words that has been used. We are in a season of awareness. I mean, glory was defined a short while ago. It means covering. It means the word of God. It means the glory of God expressed in majesty, in wealth, expressed in peace, expressed in greatness, the greatness of his power being manifested. In Isaiah 11:9, I will read Isaiah in full context soon, but 11:9, he repeats the same thing. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13, "Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established." He said, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the heart shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." It's the same word in other translations. "The heart shall be filled with the glory of God, even as the waters covers the sea." So five things that we should watch out for next year. Number one, there is already a release, an outpouring, a flow of divine energy that has been stirred up and unleashed by the Holy Spirit upon the planet Earth. It's not tonight that God is just going to outpour himself. There is already a release. But there are people, the people of God must come into a place of awareness. They must come into a place of sensitivity. That's release. There are things that he's already doing in his work. One, all things has been made new. So there is an outpouring already. There is a release of divine energy. And the effect of that, number one, all things have been made new. I don't know where you are as of tonight. There is freshness on planet Heart. There is newness on planet Heart. But you know what the Bible says? It says, eyes have not seen. Because it's new. Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19, he said, it's not the way it used to be. You get the impulse of what I've just said. So number one thing is that there is a release. There is an outpouring. There is a flow of divine energy that has been stirred up. It has reached that critical mass. So there is nothing the devil can do about it. There is nothing you and I can even do about it. Because it's in the realm of Ecclesiastes 11. When the clouds are full, said they empty themselves of rain. So, but the effect of this, as we begin to see it, you will see new things happening all around in the field of life. Newness. Newness. In the field of life, freshness. And we who are the believers in Christ, because the Bible says, can I do anything except I reveal it? So we must come into that awareness that things have changed. Things that were dead before has received the life of God. Things that were in the realm of setback has received the motion. Things that are dry are now wet. They are prepared for increase. They are prepared for fruitfulness. They are prepared for enlargement. So one thing you must know, which is one, there is a release already. Things are fresh. Revelation 21, 5. He said, the one who sits on the throne has declared he has made all things new. He has. His spirit has been outpoured to renew the earth. So begin to see it. Fresh ideas, fresh innovation, fresh development. Secondly, there is a deepening of roots into the water table of God. So, this reaction, it calls for personal consecration. If you go near a thick forest, we call it the mangrove swamps. You have all kinds of life there. Crocodile, anaconda, so it's not like the regular bush. One thing you find out in all those places is that there are trees that are more than many years you can talk about. As a matter of fact, their root is so strong that their root is deepened in water. So, evergreen. No matter the flood, no matter the wind, they stand firm. As a matter of fact, if you can walk through the swamp, sometimes, I mean, their root is so, they look like you can walk through the grooves. So there is a deepening of roots. What am I saying? Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. So you must come to that place where you say to yourself, I want to deepen my root in God. He said, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and then you will go out. So the roots must be deepened before you go out. And you grow fat like store-fed calves. So, deepening for personal consecration. Deepening for fruitfulness. Psalm 1 verse 3. Deepening for fruitfulness. He said, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And when they are planted, where they are deepened like that,
He said they bring forth fruit in every season. I can tell you there is a place in Lagos, if you want to eat corn all through the year, it's close by here. If you pass through that place, the only difference is that the prices change. Because when there is no corn, I mean, people have diversified into doing boli now and then fry yam. But if you get to that place as we speak, in fact, two spots. Yeah, one under Maryland Bridge, the Kane Village. Then one at that Otedola place. I don't know any other place, but because I eat corn, so I know where to get. How did they get it? Those corn are planted all year round. An average lifespan is 90 days. So, but they plant them by the rivers of water. And that's what we are talking about. There is enough trouble in our world not to be deepening your root in God. And when you deepen your root, he said, when men say there is casting down, your testimony is that there is lifting up. You know, this new year is for adventure in the spirit. In the spirit. So there is a deepening of root for heaviness. There is a deepening of root for fruitfulness. And what I'm doing tonight is to just call you. Onisha, Onisha, Onisha. Come, enter, enter, enter. That's what I'm just doing tonight. To stir up an appetite in your heart. Thirdly, what you will see is that there is a quickening of the harvest of the heart. There is a quickening for harvest. What you will see next year, souls will come, will be won and come to the Lord en masse. And it's for evidence. And you know, there will be rejoicing in families over the salvation of their loved one because they were written off. There will be rejoicing in cities because the revival is already here. There will be restoration in families. I want you to please take note of it. Black sheep of families will be saved. Troublesome souls will encounter Jesus. I want you to say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. It's not just the blessing, but this is also the blessing. The Bible says, ever rejoice over one soul. Can I give you insight into that? In Luke chapter 10, verses 18 to 20. Luke 10, 18 to 20. You will see it. I mean, in fact, some of our patriarch of faith, they are already blazing the trail. They are back with crusades. You see massive souls. And not just massive souls. The rejects, the factory rejects of the society. I mean, the transformation power of God has been activated. You will see lives of people literally changing. And they will not just change to be kept in one corner of a church. They will be changed to make impact in the larger society. And he said to them, and that is the word of the Lord, we have seen Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And he said, behold, he has given us power to trample on serpent. That's not even what I'm looking for. I must have made a mistake. Did I say 10? 10:19? What does 10:19 say? 19:10. 19:10, please. I made a mistake with that. 19:10. Said, for the Son of Man has come. I mean, let that be. When you get on your job next this year, which is just a few hours away, God is interested in saving people. He has come to seek and to save the lost. So there is a quickening of the harvest of the heart. There will be restoration. People, you will begin to hear testimonies of people who have long been disenfranchised, is that a good English word, from their families being restored back. the Malachi prophecy, the heart of the father being reconnected back to their sons. The fourth thing you will see, healing anointing will become prominent. Healing anointing. Healing anointing. One of the things that you begin to see or hear or read is that there will be breakthrough in medical science to deal with the diseases afflicting people in the third world countries. That's on the science side. But beyond that, you will see people who have been given up on. You see the power of God breaking the bonds of sickness. What has happened in Psalm 107, verses 18 to 20. So I want you to also be conscious of this. It's beyond the fivefold. You know, when people say, wait until the crusade. Mm-mm. Why you are talking to someone? I mean, the Lord will show you. Hey, why you are going on the highway? We are coming to that season. Their soul abhorred all manner of food. There are people like that. And they drew near to the gates of death. There are people like that who have been banned by sickness. But he said, when they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, look at what verse 20 says. He sent them out of their distress. And he said, he sent his word and healed them from their destruction. I want you to please, just be alive. That's the awareness. Your neighbors, people in the workplace, people who have been given to die. Apart from the breakthrough in the medical science, there will always be healing anointing. It becomes a commonplace occurrence. What I even see, the bonds of premature death. I don't know if you realize it. Many people died this year. This passing year. The bonds of the bondage of premature death is being broken. Or has been broken rather. So there is an outpour of supernatural healing anointing. And what God is looking for is the willing vessels. That's what he's looking for. He's not going to be the champion. You know, we used to, the church, we announced it. He's an healing evangelist or he's a, this one. He has no qualification for evangelist. He has no qualification for pastor or teacher or apostle. They are just believers laying hand on the sick. And not just laying hand on the sick, seeing the sick recover. Recover from sicknesses that life has given up on. That's the realm of things that will happen on planet Earth. There is an outpour of supernatural healing anointing. The fifth one is that there is an expression of the many-sided wisdom of God. An expression of the many-sided wisdom of God. Can we read Isaiah 11? Can you please help us in the Message translations? It said, a green shoot will sprout from Jesse's stump. How many little Jesuses are here this morning? Said, from his roots, a budding branch. Said, the life-giving spirit of God will hover him. The spirit that brings wisdom and understanding, the spirit that gives direction and builds strength, the spirit that instills knowledge and fear of God. Please read on. We are reading the whole chapter. The fear of God will be all his joy and delight. He won't judge by appearances. And he won't decide on the basis of hearsay. There is discernment. He will judge the needy by what is right, render decision on the heart's poor with justice. His words will never bring anyone to hold attention. A mere bread from his lips will topple the wicked. Each morning he will pull on sturdy war clothes and boots and build righteousness and faithfulness in the land. I want you to put yourself in that ministry. It says, the wolf which run with the lamb, the leopard sleep with the kid, calf and lion will eat from the same trough, and a little child will tend them. Cow and bear will graze the same pasture.
Their calves and cub grows up together, and the lion eat the straw like the ox. The nursing child will crawl over the rattlesnake's dens. The toddler sticks his hand down the hole of a serpent. Neither animal nor human nor will hurt or kill on a holy mountain. The whole earth will be brimming with knowing God alive, a living knowledge of God, ocean deep, ocean wide. And on that day, Jesse's root will be raised high, posted as a rallying banner for peoples, and the nation will all come to him. His headquarters will be glorious. We use this scripture as a prophecy about the Messiah. But the Messiah has come and gone, and we have the hope of the world sitting in this room tonight. The hope of the world sitting in many worship places around the world tonight. And he is saying to us that there will be an expression through his people, his many-sided wisdom. You know how that is going to manifest? You begin to assess what you need to manifest by time. If you need wisdom, that's what you manifest. If you need knowledge, that's what you manifest. If you need the fear of God, that's what you manifest. If you need counsel, that's what you manifest. It takes your awareness to come into this realm. So what do we need to do? Number one, press into this flow. There is a flow, so press into it. Press into it. In Ezekiel 47, it describes it for us. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist, until you can't smith. So press, 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 press into this flow. Press. It is pure supernatural. I mean, during the prayer session, I love the insight. No flesh is not the realm. 2022 is not the realm of my hands and my mind has gotten this. No, it's not the realm of what your natural wisdom can hold. No, because there will still be enough trouble in our world. But those who know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. There will still be enough trouble in our world. But the many-sided wisdom of God will flow through the church. Ephesians 3:10. Ephesians 3:10. Next year is not a year to play church. It's not a year to play religion. He said to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church. By the church. The manifold wisdom of God. And if God is going to distill it, it's through the church. And he's saying that this is the time that we will distill it such that the principalities and powers in the heavenly places will be aware that a new breed of people have emerged. A new army has arisen. There are new sheriffs on the block. And the devil must know it. So we will begin to see the influence of this. So press into the flow. That's number one. Two, learn to lean actively into the Holy Spirit. Learn to lean. So you learn it. Just like a child will learn to walk. Learn to lean, not actively. Holy Spirit is not just what you hear only when you come to church. And you lean into him for instructions. You lean into him for guidance. You lean into him for direction. And what you hear in church is general word. But you lean to him. And when you are playing actively, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you lean actively in him. You recognize how he speaks. Psalm 32 verse 8 is one of my scriptures. It's been quoted earlier on. Psalm 32 verse 8. Job 32, 8. Psalm 32, 8. Job 32, 8. Isaiah 48, 17. Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. And then John 14, 26. In the Amplified. Can you quickly display that? My time is about 2 minutes more. Like I said, during the World Conference, we break it further down. John 14, 26 in the Amplified Classics. So if you're ready to embark on this journey, this is what comes to you. Can I have my phone? I don't know. They are not supposed to get back into that. John 14, 26. If you are ready, this is what the dimension of the Holy Spirit that you see. John 14, 26. I don't want to paraphrase it. John 14, 26. In the Amplified, it says, but the Comforter. So people will begin to experience or enjoy the sevenfold. Please understand, and I know that nobody has that kind of understanding here. The Holy Spirit is not the dove. So the Holy Spirit is a person. And if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, He lives on the inside of you. And He lives there, not inactively, but He lives there to fulfill this sevenfold dimension. And please, if you are leaning into Him, expect Him when you need comfort as your comforter. When you need counsel as your counselor. When you need help in family, in business, as your helper. When you need to know the will of God, He becomes your intercessor. He helps you pray out perfectly the will of God. When life throws its own and you are trying to defend yourself and you are being drained emotionally, it becomes your advocate. When you need strength, you don't have any hands of strength to move on, to make that decision in business, it becomes your strengthener. And when men shut their door, it becomes your standby. So the sevenfold dimension, dimensional work of the Holy Spirit is what He wants to do in the life. So lean actively. Learn to lean. So He's learning it actively into the Holy Spirit, because we need instructions, we need guidance, we need direction. Thirdly, be divinely inspired to take giant prophetic actions. Be divinely inspired. Be divinely inspired. I'm going to say something to us tonight. If you don't learn these things next year or this year, it may take you time to learn them. Please understand this. So you have to be deliberate. You have to be intentional. God is not what we are telling you from the pulpit. God is experiential. And Daniel is so clear. Those who know their God. John 10, 27, he said, my sheep, my own sheep, they hear my voice. So it's critical. You must learn it. You must learn it so that you are not tossed fro by every wind of doctrine. You must learn it so that the many spirit of many voices in the world, you can know the voice of the Holy Spirit. You must learn it. I'm trying to look for the English word. So that one, if only egg back paro. So you must learn how God speaks. I don't know the English word for that. If you can help me, I'll be. So you must learn it. Because that is your life. That is my life. And those who don't know this thing, they pay for it. And they pay dearly for it. And the Bible says, all things are ours. So you are not supposed to pay for it. All things have been freely given to you. You are not supposed to pray for it. If you don't want to learn obedience by the things you suffer, you must learn it. And the Bible is so clear. Seek ye the Lord, why he may be found. Can I also say something to you? A lot of people are waiting until the day of troubles. It's already too late. Because you don't even have strength to pray. You don't. You don't. You don't. I can tell you actively that when life hits, all you can hear people like us saying continually is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because the strength to pray is no more there. So you must learn it for yourself. And you don't build capacity when you are supposed to be making motion. No, a plane is already generating enough force to ride through the turbulence. You don't park up there.
So we are in spiritual warfare. I'm not talking about this kind of definition of spiritual warfare of Africa. No, the spiritual warfare, you are, I am. We are dealing with an enemy who doesn't weigh, it doesn't come to you. You don't go to him and trouble him. Whether you trouble the devil or not, he's troubling you. But hey, you have the victory. And that's the premise. So when life hits, and life is still going to hit next year, storms are going to rise. But Jesus in your boat, Jesus on the inside of you makes a difference. And you must learn. At that point when life hits, you need to make the business decision. You must know the voice of the shepherd. You must know how he talks. You must know whether to go and pursue or retreat or wait or gather enough momentum. You know, that was the secret of David. He lost no battle because he knew the voice of God. Lastly, tonight, I said be divinely inspired to take giant prophetic action. Because why? 2022, templates will be downloaded. Can I say to those of us who are in business, templates for African kind of business are being downloaded in 2022. Template for ministry, template for business, template for career, template for families. Why? There are prepared places in 2022. But there are also prepared people who will take their journey into prepared opportunities. Prepared places, prepared people, prepared opportunity, prepared tables. You know, that's what, that when you come out of certain places, they say, is Saul also among the prophets? Lastly tonight, all things are yours, don't forget. So we are not even praying that praying to get them. They are yours. We must just come into that place of awareness. Lastly, you must, what you need to do, promote and fund the cause of the gospel. Promote and then fund it. Promote and fund it. Promote and fund it. The cause of the gospel. So if Habakkuk 2:14 will be fulfilled, some people must be the cause of promoting it. The glory of God being covered. The awareness of the gospel. I mean, today we went somewhere and while we were coming, we were discussing in the car. Assuming that missionaries, they don't come to Africa. Some people will not go to school. And if they do not go to school, they become farmers or hunters in their different villages. If missionaries did not come to Africa, some people will have died because those local, you know, those missionaries at that time, they took time out to go understudy nursing. Some of them are doctors. So they came with education and health. Forget about all the stories about being colonized and all that. The truth is that if such opportunity were not given, like Paul said, we would have become all men most miserable. And I want to ask you the question because somebody asked me that question. They asked me the question in the car. The missionaries who came, the churches that sent them, they were not talking about tithe and offering, no. People gave. Because one, they realized that the gospel is light. They realized that gospel brings development. That's the difference between North and South Korea today. That's the difference. South Korea, people are dedicated. So the place opened up. The kind of prosperity that they have is light, is development, is progress. The highs of people's understanding are flooded with light. That's what the gospel does. And please, that's why I said, it's not about us. The whole earth coming into the awareness of the glory of God. The gospel must be funded. And please watch out. Watch out for it. Watch out. There are places that the gospel has reached and development has come. And it's still the same template. He said, this gospel, Matthew 24, 14. He said, this gospel, that's the good news. This gospel, the good news, shall be preached in all nations. And then the end shall come. If there is anything that is delaying the coming of the Lord Jesus, it's because we have not preached the gospel. And it's easy for us to preach it now. We have all this platform. We don't even have to travel the world anymore. So, promote and fund the cause of the gospel. Promote and fund it. Lastly, Psalm 35, verse 27. Please, before you buy the next car next year, see how much you have given into the cause of the gospel. I'm not just saying in the lighthouse. Generally, you can take a stock this year. How much of your money went into the gospel? Take a stock this year. Before today is 31st. Every service that you have attended, whether here or any other place, how much you have given as offering. So easy is 500. 500, maybe you do twice a week times 52. But see how much you have spent on jewelry, on gold, on cars. We need to call ourselves to that. The people who came as missionaries, they didn't live that way. The people who brought Pentecostalism into Nigeria, the man was praying somewhere in, what's the name of that place again? Pyelton. He's a Scottish man. So he was praying. They were in a prayer meeting. And they said, after the prayer meeting, the man asked them, where is Elisha? Where is Elisha? And nobody seems to understand what he was talking about. So they brought out the map. And they located the man. So the man left where he was. They sent him. And he lived his life at Elisha. He died at Elisha. His daughter, who is still living, is 80-something. So he was born at Elisha, and she's still living at Elisha as we speak. That's the way it is. The proof of the gospel is not in our brand new cars. The proof of the gospel is not in our houses. I want you to see, please, not just here, globally, because that's the message tonight. See globally. There is an awareness. Therapy doesn't break depression. Because people relapse. Therapy does not break alcoholism. People relapse. Therapy does not break the influence of demonic powers over people. They relapse. The only thing that breaks this is the gospel. When the light shines, darkness disappears. When the sun sets free, people are free indeed. Look at what this one says. He said, let those who want my... No. I don't want this thing. I want those who favor my righteous cause. Whether NKJV or old King James Faithful. So let the Lord be magnified. Who has delight in the prosperity of his saints? What? Why was he have delight? Because the favor is righteous cause. What is his righteous cause? Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of this gospel. Paul was a learned person, equivalent of senior advocate of Nigeria. But he said, I can't eat dumb for the sake of the gospel. So your pulpit is that printing house. Your pulpit is that hospital. Your pulpit is that school that you are a teacher. Your pulpit is that banking hall. And we must utilize it. Wherever you are, shine the light. I'm not saying just distributing tract. Be the best employee. In word, in conduct, in character, let them be able to count on you. That is the light of the gospel shining. When that light enters a room, it shines brighter. And please get into that, because that's where we have come into. The whole heart is filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. As the water covers the sea, there is an awareness globally. God is raising people, or has raised people. Please respond to it. Be alive to your environment. See what God is doing. God delights in people. He wants to see them saved. And we will see evidences, like I said earlier on. You will see the power of the gospel working in families. Black sheep of families are going to be saved. And the glory will be to our God. He said, heaven rejoice over one sinner who gets saved. And I see there is a great rejoicing coming in year 2022. The great rejoicing, people are going to be sharing their testimonies. But beyond, I got a job. Beyond, I got a new house. Beyond of the promotion. You will have to get all those things. Because why? You favor the righteous cause of the gospel. So it's not a proof that God is with you. The proof that God is with you is how much you and I yield ourselves to be used of him to touch other people's lives. He said, the whole heart shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, even as the water covers the sea. Can we all stand? I just want us to pray, because God is looking for people who will respond. Can you just open your mouth and say, here I am. Everyone should be able to yield themselves. There is a deepening of root. Just yield yourself as we begin our journey into 2022. I want you to just, if you believe something, you are about to speak about it. So open your mouth and just pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to represent you in that workplace, in that industry. Lord, I thank you. And I yield myself as your ambassador. That, Lord, I will shine your light. I will be a promoter of the gospel this year. Lord, I will be an instrument of change for you. I will be the vessel of honor unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands and just give God praise today. Give him praise. Lord, we say thank you. We yield ourselves to you. We yield our lives to you. Thank you for using us as vessels unto glory.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,